Certainly we serve a holy God. And inasmuch as we serve a holy God, we are mandated as well to be holy, to be separated, set apart, purified and cleansed as the special people of God. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the passages of Scripture that were given and read by Brother Gerald. I want to read Galatians 6 and verse number 2 again. And Galatians 6, verse number 5 also. Additionally, I will read from Psalm 55 and verse 22. Galatians 6, 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse number 5 of Galatians 6, for every man shall bear his own burden. Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Want to talk about burdens this evening. Want to talk about burdens that we are called upon to bear as we navigate through this life, using as the specific title of our lesson, Living with Life's Loads. Living with Life's Loads. How do we live with the loads of life? You don't have to be real smart to understand that we live in a chaotic and confusing world, and that our world is one in which we are tempted and tried by the burdens of life. We can accurately affirm that we are a heavy load people, living in a heavy load society. All of us, none is exempt, have to deal with life's loads. We are struck down by struggles, pulled down by problems, beaten down by burdens, and held down by hardships. This is true for all of us, not just some of us. If you are a man or a woman, a son or a daughter, a wife or a husband, you're going to have some troubles in this life. You're going to be confronted with the variegated loads of life that have to be dealt with. That eminent man of patience, whose life is chronicled in the book that bears his name, stated Job 14 and verse 1, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. If you live long enough, you're going to have to carry some burdens. Sometimes invisible burdens tend to be the heaviest burdens of all. The question of the hour is, how do we bear them? How do we deal with the various loads or burdens of life? There are three principal ways that we should handle the burdens of life. The first way to handle life's burdens, to live with life's loads, is articulated in Galatians 6 and verse 5. You must bear your own burdens. Some burdens must be shouldered. That's what we refer to as self-assistance. Some burdens must be shouldered. We must take the responsibility to bear our own burdens. The word burden in verse number 5 means to bear, to carry something like a military backpack. When the army gives you a personal backpack, you cannot give your backpack for somebody else to carry. You must carry your own backpack. These burdens are what we call non-transferable. You must bear them yourself. You must carry these loads yourself. Let's consider three kinds of non-transferable backpacks or loads that we must carry for ourselves. Now, the first one is the backpack or the load of salvation. This is a burden of personal responsibility that must be carried by each individual. Nobody can be saved for you. Nobody can obey the gospel for you. You must obey it for yourself. Nobody can hear and believe for you. Nobody can repent for you. You cannot repent too soon because you do not know when it will be too late. Nobody can confess Christ for you. Nobody can be baptized for the remission of your sins. You must do all these things for yourself. Salvation in this sense is a personal backpack. Nobody can obey God and be saved for you. We must bear that burden of personal responsibility for our sins. We must shoulder that load and assist ourselves. Nobody can do it for you. Then we have the backpack of service that involves worship. Nobody can worship for you. Each individual must worship for himself or herself. There's only one spectator in the worship service, and that spectator is God. Everyone else is expected to be a participator in worship. Nobody can sing for you. You must sing for yourself. Nobody can pray for you. You must pray for yourself. Nobody can listen to the message of God for you. You must lend a personal and attentive ear to the message of God for yourself. Nobody can partake of the Lord's Supper for you. You must partake of those sacred emblems personally yourself. Nobody can do your giving for you. There might be a whole church full of rich folk who have money to burn, but nobody can give a single solitary dime for you. You must give for yourself. You bear the burden of personal responsibility for giving as you have prospered. It doesn't make any difference. We can look up here and say, wow, consistently we collect over $3,000 a week. That's not a whole lot of money, but we are grateful for it, especially for a congregation our size. And we are grateful for the liberal givers in this congregation. We are grateful for those who so bountifully, we are grateful for those who give liberally and give in accordance with their prosperity. But never let anybody conclude as a part of the body, hey man, we're doing pretty good, you know. I can just ease up a little on giving. Look at all the other folks that are giving. Nobody can give for you. That's a responsibility that must be carried out by every single member of the body who is gainfully employed or who has a source of income. You could have 5 or 6 millionaires in here who put in $10,000 every week. That still does not absolve you of the responsibility to give your $20 or your $100 or your $200 as you have been prospered by God. Well, I don't need to give. Look at all these folk who are giving. We have the personal responsibility of carrying that backpack of service that involves worship. But we also have the personal responsibility of carrying the backpack of service that involves work. Nobody can do your work for you. There's a personal niche of responsibility for each and every one of us that only we can fill. There are personal tasks for you to do. There's a life for you to live. Every Christian has his own backpack of work responsibility to carry. And nobody can carry it for him. Then the backpack of separation. This backpack of separation signifies that each person has to deal with the burden of his own sins. Remember the words of the messianic prophet of antiquity, Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot see, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. You have the personal responsibility for dealing with your own sins, for repenting of your own sins. Ezekiel 18:20 makes it clear, likewise, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Sin troubles the waters of affliction, pollute the stream of morality, and soils the garments of righteousness. So you have to deal with your sins. And God has mandated the means by which we effectively deal with and resolve our sins. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, sometimes folks like to confess other folks' faults. Pray for my husband. He's got a bad temper. I know I've sinned, but some of y'all have sinned too. Don't worry about other folks. Confess your own sins. And let me confess my own sins. You don't have to confess somebody else's sin. You have the personal responsibility of confessing your own sins, of repenting of your own sins, of seeking forgiveness for your own sins. You have that personal responsibility, the backpack of separation from sin. 1 John 1:9, we mentioned it this morning, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So some burdens must be shouldered. You must carry your own loads, that self-assistance. But secondly, and I'm glad that this concept appears in the sacred scripture, some burdens must be shared. Bear ye one another's burdens. Galatians 6:2, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Yeah, I need you. You need me. We need each other. Because some burdens must be shared. Some burdens are so heavy that they require mutual assistance. Some burdens must be shared. And thank God for the church of our Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Lend a hand. Now, this is not a transference of a burden. You see what happens sometimes, people with good hearts wind up carrying another's burdens for them. We live in the valley of OPP, other people's problems. Unfortunately, sometimes we allow other people's problems to become our problems. We get so emotionally attached to folk we love that we end up carrying their burdens for them. And they have no responsibility to carry their own burden. And they keep on making the same mistakes over and over and over again. There are folks who have children that have bad habits and hang-ups that they are never going to drop because they are never allowed to suffer the consequences for their own mistakes. The church must be careful not to operate in extremes. Some folks won't do anything to help anybody. There are others in the church who want to do so much for other folk that they don't have to do anything for themselves. This is not good. This does not promote a spirit of individual responsibility, and it does not promote and generate maturity among God's people. But we must maintain a readiness to help and assist others in positive and appropriate ways. But sometimes you have to go ahead and say, well, this is it. You know, we can help you up to this point, but you have to go ahead and carry the burden, the rest of the way. Romans 12:15, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Romans 15 and verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We can bear one another's burdens by weeping with those who weep, bandaging the bruised, aiding the ailing, healing the hurting, succoring the suffering, delivering the defeated, refreshing the run down, and fortifying the faint-hearted. Yes, some burdens must be shared. Mutual assistance. We must bear one another's burdens, and that must be balanced. Finally, some burdens must be shared. Some must be shouldered, some must be shared, and some must be shared. Cast your burden upon the Lord. That's divine assistance. And in reality, these are the only burdens that are transferable. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We often bring our burdens to the Lord, then take them back home with us. Remember, when you do what you can, God will do what you can't. We remind you again of Psalm 55 and verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 7 emphasizes and communicates the same message, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalm 40, verse 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. All of us have burdens to bear. All of us have to learn to live with life. An august body known as the Church of Christ, because we have each other. We can count on each other. We can help each other. And we're called upon sometimes to go through some very serious and trying difficulties. We are called upon to bear some very heavy and burdensome loads in life. And some of our burdens must be shouldered, but thank God, others of our burdens must be shared. And it's a wonderful thing to contemplate that some of our burdens can be shared. We can cast them upon the Lord. And the Lord has assured us that he will not forsake us. He will never leave us. But he will be there as a constant source of help and comfort. Living with life's loads. Some burdens must be shouldered. Self-assistance. Some burdens must be shared, mutual assistance. Some burdens must be shared, divine assistance. Maybe you're a burden tonight. Maybe you're bearing a heavy load tonight. And you need some relief. You need some help. Your brothers and sisters are available. But most importantly of all, your great, glorious, gracious, and merciful, compassionate God, your Father, is always available. And those burdens that you just don't have the strength, don't have the power, don't have the wisdom to carry yourself,
You can take them to the Lord and leave them there. If you are burdened tonight, why not let that be known to your brothers and sisters in Christ? Why not seek help through prayer? For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto our prayers. If you're here and you're bearing the burden of sin and guilt is weighing you down, you don't have to remain in that unfortunate and unenviable situation. You can be relieved of the burden of guilt through repentance, confession, and prayer. And if you're not a child of God as of this particular point in your life, you can also be relieved of the burden of sin and the burden of guilt through obedience to the gospel of Christ. Jesus loved you enough that he died on the cross of Calvary for your sins. He was buried and he arose triumphantly from the grave, making our salvation possible. Oh, when I think about the tremendous load of responsibility and condemnation that rested upon the shoulders of our Savior, it boggles the mind. But he bore it. Jesus bore it all that I might live, making my salvation possible. Believe that good news of the gospel with all of your heart. Repent of your sins, confess your faith, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and arise from the watery grave of baptism, having been relieved of the burden and guilt of sin. Will you come as we together stand and as we sing?
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus falling tenderly upon your ear. The sweet hymn crying love and pity calling. Turn and listen, stay and hear.